tātou mā. Kua tai mai ia ki tōku taha. I have leader of the New Zealand First Party, Winston Peterson. It's a very big welcome to you this morning, Winston. Tēnā koe, kia ora.
Kia ora, kia ora. Thank you for having me.
I suppose I'm going to lead off with one of the biggies up here, asked by one of our elders actually this morning when they heard you were coming into town. Will you give any consideration to our 65-year-olds who are holding the Gold Plus card? Given here in Kaitaia, there are only two outlets in which they can use the card, and that's Bow Repairs and Carter Holt.
Do you know what the answer to those 65-year-olds holding the Gold card? When you walk into a shop and you ask, do you honour this card? If they say no, say, why not? Say, I have a lot of people in this town and a lot of people in the neighbourhood, all of whom have the Gold card. One in five voters in the Northland electorate are 65 or over. They got the Gold card, so you say, why not? Because I can bring you custom and make this arrangement worthwhile. Not enough people are doing it up here. And don't forget, I brought in the Gold card and said to them, you've got to press businesses to honour it. You've got to organise the 65-year-olds to honour our loyalty as well. So if I go to, for example, a supermarket that honours the card, I'd make sure that everybody else goes there as well. Mm. And if they say no, then say, well, I'm afraid me and all my fellow over 65-year-olds with the Gold card, I've got to go and shop somewhere else. That's how it works.
Excellent. Well, there you go. There's your answer.
I'll give you an answer. You know, the Mad Butcher. You've all heard of the Mad Butcher chain all around the country. The Mad Butcher honours the Gold card. I know insurance companies that honour the Gold card. And I know that there are power companies honouring the Gold card now. But you've got to press it real hard. Mm. And on the question of public transport, of course, we need proper public transport so that the off-peak hours, that'll be free as well. It sure works in Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and Dunedin. In the cargo, why isn't it working here? Maybe the MPs in the past haven't got off their backside and done something about it.
Maybe so. And consumer power needs to take control here too. Winston, deep sea oil drilling, it's an issue up here. You know that, we all know that. Where do you stand and where does the party stand?
Well, first of all, it's not the research that concerns me, because we found that we're sitting on an absolute gold mine. I think everybody up here, European and Maori, Croatian, the full 100 yards, will be saying, well, what's the real issue now? The real issue is, what's in it for New Zealand? What's in it for Northland? Is there going to be a royalty share to stay in the Northland area and develop all our facilities, our schools, amenities, public amenities? That's the kind of thing that overseas happens. It doesn't happen here. All the royalties goes to Wellington. The bureaucrats and the politicians decide where it goes, and they will suck the place dry whilst you take the risks. Now, if you can say it's good for New Zealand, New Zealand's going to get its fair share. It's good for Northland, it's going to get its fair share of that. Next question is it environmentally sustainable and safe? If you get three yeses, go with it. If you get one no of those three, don't.
Okay, kia ora. You've said that halt any further development on the Auckland wharves and bring that kaupapa to Whangarei and develop the Whangarei port.
At Marsden Point, yes. Look, you've got an environmentally, recreationally, and in all respects, bad idea to push out the two wharves in Auckland to take on bigger container ships. And that will be of great damage to the Auckland Harbour, to the Waitemata Harbour. All sorts of people from across the political divide are saying this is a silly idea, and I'm saying, yeah, it is a silly idea, and right under your nose is a solution. It's called Northport, Marsden Point. But here's a problem. Marsden Point has no rail connection. The only modern port in the world with no rail connection, and then you've got a neglected rail all the way to Auckland. We're going to fix the neglected rail. We're going to put it on the heat on key rail to do their job instead of running it down to close it, which is what they plan to do. We're going to make them do the connection as well. We'll facilitate the policies that make that happen. And then you will see a significant investment rush to Northport, because it's got huge maritime resources, deep sea, and a lot of flat land to develop. Auckland hasn't got either of those things. They're constantly dredging, and where's their flat land? And they're going to spoil the whole Auckland environment. The great thing is a whole lot of National Party people in Auckland are up in arms with the extension. And we've got a win-win. Auckland wins, Northport wins, Northport wins, and all of Northland will win.
One of the things that the Northland still holds that Auckland does not, and that is our kāpata kai, our kai cupboards. Mm. There's an issue there with regard to the environmental sustenance of those kai areas. Yeah. And we're talking about the development of the port of Whangarei. How will that issue? I mean, again, we're talking like, as with deep sea, we're talking environmental issues here.
Well, go to the port of Tauranga. Go over the bridge. On your left, look down hard before you get across the bridge. And look at all those pippy beds there, all those cockle beds there, all those scallop beds there. They're all right there in the middle of
The dredging, but it's the dredging part in order to extend the width and the depth.
Yeah, yes, but Northland does not need that sort of dredging. It is a natural deep sea port. That's its great advantage. You've got a jewel here that's not been developed properly. I say again, what's my evidence? You can't find any port anywhere in the world or in this country that's of any significance that hasn't got a railway to it, excepting one, your one. Mm. Now, you know what that's a sign of? Hopeless representation politically. Mm. Let's not beat about the lily here. Mm. Hopeless representation, representation, or people down in Wellington not even bothering to listen. I make you one promise, and nobody doubts that, even my worst enemies. They won't be having a shrinking violet for an MP. They'll listen all right. And they'll start listening the moment they get a good kick up the derriere next on the 28th of March.
It's quoted by so many, the infrastructure's all up the hoo-ha.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's not there. It's just not here.
And that Central is not doing enough. When you're talking about the extension of the railway from Auckland to Whangarei and talking about the ports, are we looking at Central to pull their finger out? Or will you be looking closer at the infrastructure here, which is the council and ratepayers?
I tell you what the answer to that is. It's been provided in this election. The National Party is falling over itself to make you promises. In the first 10 days of this campaign, I got you 10 new bridges. That's one a day. Second thing is, I got you broadband being extended real rapidly. Next thing they promised was, oh, you got big cell phone vacancies here and voids here and gaps here. We're going to fill in for private enterprise and make up for all the gaps. These are fantastic promises. Then they promised you a puhoi not to walk with highway, which is the only work they've ever done. They made it to Wellsford. Yesterday in the House, the Minister got nails having to prove he had no research done on that promise at all. Didn't know what the amount of money is. Now Mr. Simon Bridges is up today and tomorrow. He's going to make you a whole lot of new promises. Now this is marvellous news to the Northlanders' ears, because hitherto they've been Cinderella. They've been marginalised, just totally forgotten. And the great thing about this campaign, and I do take credit for it in this context, we've got them so scared that they are going to love you like no one else. And I want to make sure they love you forever. Not just until the day after.
We appreciate your taking time, because we know that you're on a minute-by-minute basis now as we lead into Saturday the 28th. So whilst you're here in Kaitai in the far north, where else are we going to find you?
Oh, look, I've been to all over the place in this electorate. I promised to try and go every place I possibly could in the time available. And where else have we been? Well, we were Hokianga yesterday. We were going to be in Kohokoa today on the way back to south of Whangarei. Unfortunately, the bus can't make the roads. Isn't it a typical picture of Northland? And we almost got stopped twice. We went to Donnelly's Crossing and barely got out of there. Then we went down to Whangaruru, way out on the coast, you know, towards Bland Bay there. It got stuck there. And fortunately, we got it out without the media taking a photograph of it. Otherwise, they'd have made a big joke of it. The joke is the roads, not the bus.
Yes. That's
so we're going to be everywhere, even at my old school, Whananaki, tomorrow.
Yes, we hear that. And all the very best whilst you're here.
Thank you very much.